chapter 49 to 52.
Nevertheless, I again ask of you, O Mighty One. Yes, I shall ask for favor from Him who created all things. In what form will the living live in your day? Or how will their splendor remain after that time? Will they perhaps retain this present form and put on these chained members, which are presently involved in evils and by which evils are accomplished? Or will you perhaps change these things which have been in the world, as well as the world itself? And he answered and said to me,
Barak, listen to this word, and write down in the memory of your heart everything that you shall learn. For the earth will surely give back the dead at that time. Currently, it receives them in order to preserve them, not making any change in their form. But as it has received them, so it will give them back. And as I have delivered them to it, so it will also raise them. For at that time it will be necessary to show the living that the dead have come to life again, and that the departed have returned. Then, when those who currently know each other at this present time will, at that time, recognize each other, it will happen that my judgment will be strong, and those things that have previously been spoken of will come. And it will happen after this, when that appointed day has gone by, that both the appearance of those who are found to be guilty, as well as the glory of those who are righteous, will be changed. For those who are presently acting wickedly shall suffer torment at that time. And as they suffer, their appearance will be made worse than it is at present. Furthermore, the glory of those who have presently been made righteous by my law, those who possessed understanding in their life, and those who planted the root of wisdom in their heart, at that time, their splendor will be glorified by transformations, and the appearance of their face will be changed into the light of their beauty, so that they may be able to acquire and receive the undying world which is promised to them. Therefore, above all these things, those who will come will lament at that time, because they despised my law and stopped up their ears, lest they hear wisdom and receive understanding. Therefore, when they see that those whom they are presently exalting themselves over will, at that time, be more exalted and glorified than themselves, then both these and those will be transformed, the latter into the splendor of angels, and the former into startling visions and horrible shapes, and they will waste away even more. For first they will see, and then they will depart to be tormented. However, those who have been saved because of their works, and to whom the law has been a present hope, and understanding and expectation, and wisdom and trust, they will see marvels displayed at their proper time. For they shall see that world which currently is invisible to them, and they will see a time which currently is hidden from them. And time will no longer age them, for they will dwell in the heights of that world, and they will be made like the angels and be made equal to the stars. And they will be changed into any form they desire, from beauty into loveliness, and from light into the splendor of glory. For the extents of the garden will be spread out before them, and the beautiful majesty of the living creatures beneath the throne will be shown to them, as well as all the hosts of the angels, those who presently are held fast by my word, lest they show themselves, and who are restrained by my command, so that they may stand firm at their places until the time of their arrival has come. And then, the excellence of the righteous will surpass that of the angels. For the first will receive the last, those whom they were expecting, and the last will receive those whom they used to hear had passed away. For they have been delivered from this world of tribulation and have set down the burden of anguish. Therefore, for what have men lost their life? And for what have those who were on the earth exchanged their soul? For previously, they chose for themselves this present time that cannot pass away without anguish. And they chose for themselves that time of whose issues are full of lamentations and evils. And they have denied the world that does not age those who come to it. And they have rejected the time of glory, so that they are not coming to the honor of which I have previously told you.
And I answered and said, how can we forget those for whom at that time woe is reserved? And why then are we mourning once again for those who die? Or why do we weep for those who depart to the netherworld? Let the lamentations be reserved for the beginning of that coming torment. And let the tears be stored up for the arrival of that future destruction. But even in the face of these things, I will speak. And concerning the righteous, what will they do now? Rejoice in the suffering that all of you now suffer? For why do any of you look for the decline of your enemies? Prepare your souls for what is reserved for you, and prepare your souls for the reward which is laid up for you. And after I had said this, I fell asleep there.